Welcome, Rabbi Sebez Hashem. We're learning Shabbos Daf Yudalam Aleph, and we are discussing the Yudches Devarim, the Gezeiros that were decreed by the attic of Hanani Bechizkiya when the Talmidim Beishamai came and they paskin of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And we had a Mishnah in Zavim, which we discussed about Tum and Tahara, about eating Tum and Tahara, and listed a few different things. Now we're going to clarify and go more in depth into it. Before we do that, the Gemara has a very general, famous question that they ask is, who is the author of this Mishnah? The Gemara wants to know, who can we attribute it to? Man Tana, who is the Tana, the author of the Tana that says, Ha'oichel, oichel rishoin, the one who eats food that is a rishoin, v'ha'oichel, oichel sheni, and one that eats food becomes a sheni, is misol posli. He only makes it unfit, as we said. Posli is not that it continues to transfer the level of impurity. Temuyei, however, turning to the top of Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Yud Amud Aleph rather, Temuyei loy mitamu, but they don't make it tame. Who is this Tana that says it does not become a sheni? The Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Bar Chano, Rabbi Yeshua. The author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara is going to bring a proof to this, that the author is Rabbi Yeshua. Ditnan, because we learn in the Mishnah in Taharis. Where can this Mishnah be found? In Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. What is the Mishnah saying in Taharis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis? It says, Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Ha'oichel oichel rishoin. Rabbi Lezer says, one who eats food, that is a rishoin, the tumma. Now, normally, once there's all derabbanan, don't forget, there's all gzeiros derabbanan. One who eats food is a rishoin. Ba'oichel oichel sheni, or one who eats food, that is a sheni. He becomes a sheni. Oichel shlishi, and if he eats food, that is a shlishi. Shlishi, he becomes a shlishi. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua Oymer, Ha'oichel oichel rishoin, one who eats food, that is a rishon. Ba'oichel sheni, one that eats food is a sheni. He can become a sheni. Shlishi, if he eats food, that is a shlishi. Sheni l'kodesh, he becomes a sheni in regards to kodesh. V'ein sheni l'truma. But there does not become a shame in regards to Truma. That's over there, the Mishnah and Taurus. So you see very clearly, this is Rabbi Yeshua and not Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, like our Mishnah and Zofin. Now the Mishnah continues to explain what is the intended food that is a shlishi. Okay, so it says like this, B'chulin, Shinasu Ataharis Truma, the case of the food that is shlishi. Now we're talking about chulin. What's chulin? Chulin is regular food that the kahanim would eat. Nothing to do with truma. Okay? But we're going to see that they dealt with it on a higher level of kedusha. This chulin, the mundane food. On Taharis Truma. They dealt with it like a Truma. So, Frek Mara, Oichel Oichel Rishoin, V'Oichel Oichel Sheni. If a person eats food that's a Rishon, a person eats food that's a Sheni, my time of Gozabe Rabbanan Tuma. Okay, so now, after we defined who the Tana of the Mishnah is, we said Rabbi Shua, the Gemara wants to go and clarify what's the reason behind the Gezeira that we said a person who eats food that's a Rishon. Normally, a person cannot become tamei by eating food. You don't become tamei from eating food. But it's a rabbinic decree that if you eat food that's tamei, you become tamei like the food. What's the reason for this? The Zimnin, Gemara answers. The Zimnin, the ochel oichlin tamein, because at times it can happen that a person will eat food that is tamei, the shakal mashkin the truma, and he's going to take a drink which is on the level of truma. Truma is the food that kohanim eat. The shadi lepumei, He's going to put the food into his mouth. Put the drink, rather, the truma drink into his mouth, the liquid, because it's very common that what do you do after you eat? You drink. So he ate food that was tummy. He drinks now a liquid that's in the category level of a truma. You're not allowed to make it tummy. But he's drinking the truma and washing down the food that's impure. He's making the truma tummy. He's making the pasul. A pasul lahu. He's making the truma unfit, as they say in English. He's making the pasul. Tomorrow now is a question. Shoysim mashkin tameyin. In the case where one drinks liquids that are tummy, my time goes a bear upon the tumma. Why did the Chachamim make a decree of tumma? Why is this one of the Yud Ches Dvarim? Why did they make this decree? So my answer is the zinin the shosem mashin tameyin, because sometimes it can happen. Person drinks liquids that are tamei, the shokel oichlin the truma, and then he takes food which is truma, the shadi lepume, and he puts it into his mouth upasalahu, and he renders the food the truma unfit. Why? Because he was drinking that which was tameh, and then he put the truma food into his mouth. So we're going to ask a question now. Hainohach, 1 second. The first two that we are mentioning here of the gezeiros, it's really 3 and 4, because the first two were the delousing and not read by the candle, right? So, but the two we're discussing now, eating the food and then be careful with a drink, or drinking the food, the liquid, and then be careful about the food, it's really the same thing. That's Mara's question. Hainohach. Maldu tema, so why do we have to make both of these decrees? Mara says, Hashchichi v'haloshchichi. Mara says, I might have thought that we're only concerned for that which is common. That it's more common, I think we'll all agree, that after a person eats food, what are they going to do? They're going to drink something to wash the food down. It's not common that after you put liquid into your mouth that you will do what? You can eat something. If I have to ask you, I don't think you've ever done that in your life. So you might think that they would not decree that if you put food in your mouth after you have liquid in your mouth, it should not become tameh. Kamash malan, no. That's why they came to tell us that they made this decree as well. So this is the third of the 18 gezeiros. Fine. Now the Gemara continues to discuss the reason for the next one taught in the Mishnah and Zafin. We said as follows: V'habaroishay v'rubay b'mayim shuvin. Person who puts his head and the majority part of his body in drawn waters. What does it mean, drawn waters? So in order to metaher a person, to purify a person, he has to go into, he has to immerse his body into a mikvah. Okay? Depending on what he did to become tameh, if he has to go to a mikvah, not that the mikvah waters that you poured on him, but he has to immerse his body into the mikvah. So my time of gozer be rabbanan and tuma. Why did the Chachamim say that if a person pours water on his head and the majority of his body, he's tummy? What's the reason for this? Now listen to this. Gemara says, Om Rabbi Barav Asi, Shebet Chilo Hayu Toivlin Bimei Ma'ara. First, originally, people be Toivl in Mei Ma'ara, and pools of water, cave water. They were Muchunasin Usruchin. However, these waters, you know what happens when you have stagnant water? And it started to smell, and they would go into these waters, and then you'd come out, you wouldn't feel so great. Okay? So you know what they'd want to do? They'd want to, you noise and lay in Maim Shuvin. So they would pour drawn water. What does it mean, drawn water? Water that rained in one place. They took the water in buckets and they poured it on themselves afterwards. They didn't have showers of the running water. So that's their running water. So they wanted to wash off the Mayim Sruchim on themselves. Hischilu v'asom keva. And then they started going to the mikvah and pouring the waters on themselves. Gozer leim tumah. So in order to discourage this practice of pouring the waters on themselves after the mikvah, what they did was they said, if you pour the water on yourself after the mikvah, you're tummy. So then it's not going to help to go to the mikvah if you're still tummy, right? So when I ask the question, my keva, what does it mean? What's wrong if they this practice of pouring the water became established? Why was it necessary to discourage it? Now listen to the reason. Abaya answers, Zamar Abaya, show you oimrim loy elu mitarin, because people used to say incorrectly, it's not these waters, meaning the waters of the mikvah, that were mitahir the person. Ela elu vi elu. Hear what's going on? They would say, oh, you know how the person became tahar? I'll tell you, he became tahar. Because he went to the mikvah and they poured water on afterwards. They would say, in order to come tahar, you need both of those. Okay? And that's why the Chachamim made it a gzeira that if you pour water on yourself after, on the head, on your head and majority of your body, you become tameh. To avoid this problem. You can understand the beauty of this gezeira, the necessity of it, right? When I say beauty, I'm saying the logical necessity why they have to make a gezeira. I want to share with you a quick story to help, I think, it connects to me and what's going on over here. And the story is like this. A few years back, a fellow comes over to me, tells me here in town, that you shouldn't buy coffee from a certain coffee shop. Remember right near the Kotel, like 10 years ago, there was a coffee shop? Yeah. Remember I told you the story? Right? Anyway, he says you can't buy coffee there because it's not kosher. Now, I want that to say, I personally don't buy coffee at coffee shops. I just know. I don't do that. Okay? Second of all, he says to me, but you could buy by Starbucks. So I said, what are you talking about? He says, Starbucks has a hechsher, he says to me. Why? Because he sees rabbis coming out of there. Now, I want to tell you something, Rabbi Yisai. The rabbi I know that he saw coming out of there likes to buy coffee. He likes a good cup of coffee. That's why. So what did this person do? He associated, if the rabbi is coming out of there, he must be blessing the coffee with a good hechsher, and the store has a hechsher. Now, I want to tell you something. The truth of the matter is, there are actually drinks that you have to be careful from Starbucks that are not kosher. Okay? But what did he say? He says, he never saw anybody coming out of the other coffee shop. So he said, there's no hechsher in that store. You hear this mistake that he was making? Why? Because he sees a rabbi with a beard, or without a beard, he happened to have a beard, coming out of Starbucks. So now I think just sharing that story, I think it's very, I don't know if you need it, but I think it helps to appreciate that they made this gzeira. And the next one you see is really to strengthen the first one here. Because people go to the mikvah, they come out, they felt yucky, so they wanted to pour the water on themselves. But then people are saying, you know how you become tahar? You can imagine generations later, where it would create such a tragedy in Klal Yisrael. People wouldn't realize, wait a minute, it's not the water you pour on yourself, it's just the mikvah. Fine. So Amalei Rava, my nafkimina. What does it make a difference if people say so or not? What does it make a difference? Hokatali Bahanach. Nonetheless, they still went to the mikvah, to the proper mikvah. Right? So okay, so people say it. Every time people say something, you have to be concerned what people say. Ella Amarava, Rava says no. You know why they made the gzeira? Rava says, loy eilu mitarim, because people would say, shohi oimrim, loy eilu mitarim, ela eilu mitarim. They would say, it's not the mikvah that was mitar the person, but it was rather the waters after that they poured on the head and majority of the body, that's what was metar the person. You realize now what could happen now? People would never go to the mikvah because they would say, oh, why'd they go to the mikvah before they poured the waters? Who knows why? We lost the tradition for that reason, but you want to become tar, so you have to pour the waters on yourself. Rachman Litzlan, you'd have everybody be tame. You hear this?
Yeah.
I think now we all appreciate the beauty of the gzeira, right? Okay, now with that, I see everyone's face, like, ah, okay? Like Mechaya, like you had a good schnapps, lahavdil, I'm saying, okay? Fine, let's go further. The next gzeira was what? V'tar shenafla roshe v'rubay. Okay. So, we said like this. Shloish lugin mayim shuvim. In the case where you have a person who's tar, he's tar now. So he didn't go to the mikvah. They were saying he cannot pour 3 lugin of water on himself. My taima goes by rabban and tumah. Why did Chum make a din of tumah on that person? Now, you once again hear the difference between the two cases. He never went to the mikvah in this case now. He went and poured 3 lugin of water on himself. He does that, he becomes tummy. So why did they make him tummy? Gemara answers, the loy ha, loy kaimi ha. They did this decree that the person pours on himself 3 lugin of water is tummy, because if they don't enact that decree of 3 lugin of water when he's tahar, the first decree we mentioned will not stand. Loy kaimi ha. The other decree would not stand. Are we with each other now? We're all in the same place, right? Because of the similarity of pouring water in yourself, it's really this this fifth decree was needed for what? To really strengthen the fourth. Similar to what we said earlier about why you can't put food in your mouth if you have liquid in your mouth, of the truma. Because it's really to strengthen also the other way around when you're drinking truma when you have the food tummy in your mouth. Okay? So we see over here, some of these 18 are not totally independent. They're coming to mechazek the other. Next question. The sefer, why did they decree? I remember that the first time I learned such a concept like that they made a sefer Torah tummy. The Sefer Torah and Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim is the highest kedusha we have. So why would Chazal geizah its tummy? What does that mean? Now listen to this. My tummy goes abei rabbanon tuma on the Sefer. Amra Mesharsha, Shebetchilo Mesharsha explains originally, hayu matznin es oichlin the truma, they would take the truma, eitzel Sefer Torah. Near the Sefer Torah. V'amru, they said, Hai Kodesh, V'hai Kodesh. They would say, this is very appropriate. Truma is Kodesh, Sefer Torah is Kodesh, so we had to put the Truma somewhere. Let's put the two together, near each other. Right? Sounds good, right? Okay, it sounds good at first. At least they thought it did. However, came in the Kechazu, the Kechazuli, they say that. But once the Chacham saw that the Svarim were being damaged because the mice were coming and they were attracted to the food and they were chewing away at the cloth. Gozu be Rabbanan Tumah. The Rabbanan made a decree that the scrolls, the Torah scrolls, will have a status of impurity. So this way it will prevent and discourage the storing of the Truma together next to the Svarim. Fine. We just covered the sixth reason of the 18 Gzeiros. Next, this one we're all familiar with already. This one we're familiar with. We know, because we learned in the Mishmaros Shir, we all know that a person's hands are tameh. You have to wash your hands. But Yadayim, the next one is Yadayim. Why they make the Gzeiro of Yadayim? Ibnesh Yadayim Askan Yasein. Because the person's hands move around. Okay, Now let's clarify more about the hands business. Tana, we learned in the Braisa. Af yadayim abayis machmas sefer. The Braisa says that the hands are also that came into contact with a Torah scroll are poislois es a truma. Those hands that came in contact with a sefer Torah, with a scroll, are unfit to touch truma, and because they're tame. So Mara clarifies what's going on over here. Mishum de Reb Parnach. What's the statement of Reb Parnach? The Amar Reb Parnach, Amar Reb Yochanan. Reb Parnach says in the name of Reb Yochanan, Ha'oichei is Sefer Torah Arum. Whoever holds a Sefer Torah Arum, where he's not wearing clothing, I mean, rather not that him, but rather the Sefer Torah is without a covering, is Nigba Arum. He will be buried without clothing. Wow. This is the statement of Reb Parnach. Person touches the Sefer Torah directly, he'll be buried without clothing. So when I ask the question, Arum Sagadaitach, do you really mean when you say that he's been buried Arum without clothing, even without shrouds on? Is that what you mean? Where it says, no. El Amar Abzeira, what he means is Arum Buloi Mitzvahs. He's being buried without mitzvahs. Unclad over here means unclad of mitzvahs. He's not going to have a mitzvahs. Where it says, one second. Because he touches the Sefer Torah Arum, he's not going to have mitzvahs. Below mitzvahs sakadaitach, do you really mean without any mitzvahs at all? We're at the bottom here of Yudalim Av, turn to Yudalim Beis. Elo Ema, rather Arum below oise mitzvah. Say he's Arum from that mitzvah. He's been buried, and if he violated and disgraced that mitzvah, he's not going to have that mitzvah to go home with. So Mara says, one second. Fine. We clarified the business of he's going to be losing that mitzvah because he touched the Sefer Torah. Now, that's why you'll notice if a person does Hadba and then someone else does Glila and he doesn't do Glila properly because let's say the person does Hadba, open it too big, and it needs to be picked up. The cloth needs to be picked up. You notice, what do people do? Use a talus or use your jacket. They don't go to take it with their hand. They take the talus to pick up the cloth. Right? Now, the Gemara wants to know as follows. In regards to these two gezeiros of Tumah and the Sefer Torah, Hai Gozel Bereisha, which one was decreed first? In other words, was the Sefer Torah gezeira decreed first? Or was it the Yadayim decreed first, the hands decreed first? Hai Gozel Bereisha. If you want to say that this one was decreed first in regards to Yadayim, regarding unrinsed hands, we now go to the top of 14b. Okay? We are on Yadalim Beis now. Kevan Dahach Gozor Bereisha, since this was decreed first, we said, meaning the Yadayim, the Gezerah of your hands, Hasu Lomali. So once we decree that your hands are tummy, so what do you need the gzeira regarding that one, a person who touched a Sefer Torah? Ela hach goza bereisha. No, the Gemara clarifies that the gzeira regarding hands that touched the Sefer Torah, the Torah scroll, was decreed first. V'hoda goza bekulu yadayim. See, there's a stage. When you have gzeiras, it's not that we look at it now at the end case. But in the process of the gezeiros, we see that one thing came at a time. And lahad, if I give a mashal, you have the same thing with anything in the world. For example, sometimes you see there's a yield sign. Then they realize, you know, the yield sign is not good enough. So they put up a stop sign. Then they see, you know what, the stop sign is not doing the job. Then they put those, sometimes the bumps, the humps in the road. Then you realize, you know what? It still's not doing the job. Then they put up a stop sign. A red light. I'm sorry, the red light sign. The red light traffic light.
And sometimes they put the arrow, the left turn arrow.
The left turn arrow.
The light's not enough.
The light's not enough, right. So what do you see over here? Why didn't they just go straight to the traffic light right away? Because it's like Zayrus. It's once they're checking things out. How things. So, Lahavdil, over here, first they decreed Yadayim Stam, That person, meaning the Yadayim, a person touches a Sefer Torah, that's what they're referring to. It wasn't on all hands, but the first, it was hands that touch a Sefer Torah. Okay? V'hoda goza b'kula Yadayim. Then they decreed on all situations of hands. Now, the Gemara says, the next gzeira. Now this, for me, and other people I've spoken with who are learning this limud, very perplexed by this following Gemara. Utvul yoin. And the person who immersed that day into the mikvah, he's waiting for what? For the sun to set. That is the next gzeira. So I'm going to ask a question, 1 second. You tell me that's a gzeira? That's deraisa. Tvul yoim deraisa. Tvul yoim is deraisa. Rabbi Yisrael, we just finished brachas. Go back to the first Mishnah brachas, right? So you have to wait till the sun to set. That's the Gemara and the first Mishnah there. So tvul yoim deraisa. Dechsev uba Hashem shvetoher. That's the pasuk says, mefurish. So Gemara says, you know what Gemara says? You're right, you know what? Sami mikan tvul yoim. So you know what? We were trying to figure out the 18 gezeiros. We thought Vulyam was one of them. Take it away. Very difficult to understand. It's a deraisa. What was you having in the first place? What were you thinking in the first place to think that the Vulyam is one of them? Okay. We're not going to focus on that now. We're going to go into the next discussion over here. Gemara says like this. V'oichlin shenitmu b'mashkin. We said the foods that came, the contracted tumor from liquids, are a sheni. So my answer wants to know like this: b'mashkin b'demai. What liquids are we talking about? It's a little similar question that Dave Bear asked earlier. What's the liquids over here, right? You ask this question. If you want to say that we're talking about liquids that came in contact with the sheretz, with a creepy crawly bog, a rodent, of the eight rodents that are also midaraisa, the deraisa in them. That's already deraisa. Any liquid that can be drunk, will become tame. So you can't say that's one of the gezeiros. Ella must be, Gemara'en says, mashin haboy machmas yedayim. It must be, it's mashkin that became tamei because of a person's hands. Ugzeira mishum mashkin haboy machmas sheretz. And they made a decree, a gezeira, on the mashkin, on the liquids. Why? Because of the deraisa. Of the gzeira b'shu mashkin aboy machmas sheretz, because of liquids that become tummy because of the deraisa, because of the sheretz. Fine, that was the eighth of the 18. Now the Gemara says further: va'kelim shenitmu b'mashkin, and we have kelim, items of clothing and the like that become tummy from liquids. The Gemara wants to know also now: kelim the itamu b'mashkin demai. What are these kalim? What are these types of liquids that become in contact with that we're talking about here? E lame mashin dissolve. You want to tell me that we're talking about a mashin dissolve of a zav who has a flow? The raisin in them, similar to what we just said above. There's also the raisin. The chsev, it says, v'chi yoroik hazav batar. If a zav spits on a person that is tar, he has to go into the mikvah. He has to immerse his garments in the mikvah, and himself as well. So Gemara says, "Ma shebiyad tar temesilach." That. So Gemara is asking, "Ma shebiyad tar temesilach." This is the race. So Gemara says, "Ela b'mashna boy machmas sheretz." It's not a mashin boy machmas zav because of a zav, but it's the liquids that come into contact with the sheretz. That's what we're talking about. It's liquids from that came which in contact with the sheretz. Ugzer mishum mashin dezav. And once again, similar to the previous Gemara, it's because of the gzeira, because of the liquids that came from the zav. Okay, that was the ninth gzeira. Now we go to Yadayim. Now listen to this interesting Gemara here, Rabbi Yisai. B'Yadayim, hands that were not rinsed, you have to wash your hands. Who made this Gezeirah? Now listen to the process, the steps of how the Gezeirah was decreed. Gemara says as follows. First, Gemara asks a question. Tell me the Shammai v'Hillel Gozer? Shammai v'Hillel Gozer. You're telling me the Talmidim, the students of Hillel, Shammai and Hillel made the Gezeirah on Yadayim that you have to wash hands? It's not the students. You have it wrong, says the Gemara. It's Shammai v'Hillel themselves. The great Shammai and the great Hillel. Not the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, but Shammai and Hillel themselves made the Gezeirah that you have to wash your hands. Now, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, listen to this Braisa, Rabbi Yisai. Yoisi ben Yezer, Ish Tzreida. Yoisi ben Yoichlan, Ish Yerushalayim. Does this sound familiar? Of course it does. Perek Yavis. Okay, so just like we have in Perek Yavis, we have the Av Bezdin, the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. Yoisi ben Yezer, Ish Tzreida, Yoisi ben Yoichlan, Ish Yerushalayim. Gozru tumo al eretz amim. We're discussing a different topic a little to get to the end of this Mishnah, the Braisa. They decreed tumo impurity on the land of the other nations. Va'al kli zechuchis, and on glassware. Now, Shimon ben Shetach tikin ksuba leisha. You hear this, Rabbi Yisai? We all know that we have a ksuba. If you want to stay married, you have to have a ksuba. Who decreed? We always say Chazal said you have to have a ksuba. Who decreed the ksuba? Shimon ben Shetach. The great Shimon ben Shetach. Shammai v'Hillel gazru al ha-yadayim. It says quite clearly, Shammai and Hillel made a gezerah on the yadayim. So why are you telling me, as the Gemara, that Yadayim, the Tumas Yadayim, was decreed on the, by the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel? You see quite clearly, it's Shammai himself and Hillel himself. Now, the Gemara wants to suggest an answer. If you want to say Shammai v'Siyata, v'Hillel v'Siyata, if you want to say that the Braisa is referring to Shammai and Hillel, but really means like the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, I have Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shmoina Sadavar Gazu, 18 Gzeirs they made a decree on, over Shmoina Sanechliku, and they disagreed on 18 things. V'ilu Hillel v'Shammai loy nechliku elu v'shloisha mekaymais. In other words, v'suloy. How many machlokesin did Shammai and Hillel themselves have? Shammai and Hillel. Three machlokesin, Rabbi Yisai, between Shammai and Hillel. Beis Shammai, we're learning over here, and Beis Hillel had machlekes on 18 different gezeiros. What are the 18 gezeiros? Well, when they learned up there in the Chananiah ben Chizkiah. So, the Gemara is saying from over here, it can't be that Shammai and Hillel are the ones who are the ones who made this gezeiros. Because you see over here, what's going on? It's the Talmidim were arguing. So once again, we're saying that in the attic by Chizkiah ben Chananiah ben Chizkiah, there was machlokes between the Talmidim, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But we're saying Hillel and Shammai didn't have machlokes in that regard. That wasn't part of the three. If you want to say also inu gozer litlois. If you want to say that Shammai and Hillel came and they decreed only to suspend the truma that was touched by yadayim that were not washed, by hands that were not washed, v'asu tamidayu v'gozu l'sroif, and then the Talmidim came and made a decree that it should be burnt, I v'amar Ilfa came along and says, the great Ilfa, the chaver, the friend of Rabbi Yochanan, as Gemara and Tanya tells us, Yadayin Tchilas Gzeirosan in L'Sreifa. In regards to hands, the original decree, right from the beginning, was for burning the Truma that they would touch. So Gemara clarifies what's going on. Gemara answers like this. Ella, Ella, in the bottom now of, once again, of Yedalam Abayis, Asu Inhu Gosser. Hillel and Shammai, look at the steps. They made a gezerah. They made a gezerah on Tumah on the hands. L'kilu minayu. As difficult as it might sound on the ears to understand, to hear this, but Klal Yisrael as a whole, the populace, they did not accept this gezerah from Shammai and Hillel. Okay. V'ozu tamidayu gozru. Then the tamidim came along and they made that same gezerah that Shammai and Hillel tried to make, but it wasn't accepted. V'kiblu minayu. And then it was accepted. Somebody asked a question. 1 second. Ay, Vakati, you're telling me Shammai and Hillel made the gezerah? 1 second, you're telling me Shammai and Hillel made the gezerah? And then it wasn't accepted by Klal Yisrael. And then the Tamidim of Shammai and Hillel? Slow down. I've got the Shloimoi Gozar. Shloimoi HaMelech made the gezerah on Yadayim. Shloimoi HaMelech made the gezerah, Boisai. Remember this? So, what are you telling me? It's Shammai, it's Hillel, it's the Tamidim of Shammai, Tamidim of Hillel. Nothing doing. It's Shloimoi HaMelech. At the time of Shlomo Melech instituted the gzeiros of Eruvin, of Eruv Chatzeiros, that if I want to carry from my house to your house in the same courtyard, we have to make an Eruv Chatzeiros to combine two houses. And the Tilos Yadayim, Yotza Baschal V'Amra, a heavenly voice came out and said, Bini, my son, Im Chocham Li Becho, Yismach Libi Gam Ani. My son, if your heart is wise, Yismach libi gamani, my heart shall rejoice too. Chacham bini v'samach libi, be wise, my son, and make my heart glad. V'ashiva chorfi dover, and I will answer something back to whoever disgraces me. So you see what? Who made the decree of Yadayim? Shlomo Melech. More answers. Now on the top of Tezvav and Aleph, also Shloimoi, Gaza l'kodshim. Shlomo Melech made the decree by Kodshim, v'asu inhu, Hillel and Shammai, and then the Tamidim afterwards made the Gvigozer af l'truma. Shlomo Melech gezeir on hands, or by Kodshim, a higher level. Shammai and Hillel, and then their Tamidim, they made the gezeir even on truma, a lower level compared to Kodshim. Rabbi Yisai, we will stop here.